Frederick Wiseman has made 36 documentary films over the past 42 years, most of them in-depth looks at large institutions, hospitals, schools, police department, the armed forces, even a monastery. His latest is La Danse, Le Ballet de l'Opéra de Paris, a portrait of the Paris Opera Ballet, and in today's New York Times, A.O. Scott called it one of the finest dance films ever made. It opens tonight at the Film Forum on West Houston Street, and I'm very pleased that it has brought Mr. Wiseman back to our show today. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, your earlier films were mostly concerned with social issues, but then you made that movie about the American Ballet Theatre, Ballet, in 1995, and then one on the Comédie Française in 1996. Although you still you made a film about state legislatures, are you changing your focus to the arts more?
No, not at all. What I'm trying to do is make as many films on different subjects as I can. And institutions like the Comédie Française or the Paris Opera Ballet don't exist in America. Both the Paris Opera Ballet and the Comédie Française have been around for 300 or more years, and they have state support, and there's a long tradition. So the point of this, or one of the points of the series of the films that I'm doing, is to have a look at as many different aspects of human behavior in institutions as I can.
So the American Ballet Theatre is very different than the Paris Ballet?
Well, it's different in a variety of ways. First of all, when I made the film, it had no school attached to it, so there wasn't a way of passing on the tradition of dancing that was associated with the American Ballet Theatre to children when they began to dance. It receives no state subsidy, so that they have to look for money on a year-to-year basis. And when I made the film in 92, there was always a question of whether the next season would exist or not.
And some ballet companies have actually gone under have been forced to really downsize.
Right. Both the Comédie Française and the Paris Opera Ballet are examples of institutions, state-supported institutions, and the interest of the state in artistic performance and manners.
And you live part of the year in Paris, don't you?
Well, I have the last 6 or 7 years because I've made a couple of movies there and I've directed a couple of plays there. And I like living in Paris, so I look for projects to do there.
How did you approach them about making a film? Were they receptive to the idea of a documentary in the Frederick Wiseman style?
Absolutely. I called up Brigitte Lefebvre, who runs the ballet company in Paris, and asked to see her, and she said yes right away. There were absolutely no restrictions. She didn't see the film till it was finished, and there was nothing I couldn't shoot.
Yeah, you seem to have been given access to anywhere that you wanted to go. Classes, rehearsals, public performances, backstage, administrative meetings, some of them rather revealing. Nothing was off limits?
No, nothing was off limits. Brigitte Lefebvre is a remarkable woman. She's the boss of the ballet company, but she's extremely open. She's intellectually curious. She runs the company very well. She's open to the suggestion of the dancers. She has a very tough job and does it very well.
She's the artistic director.
She's the artistic director.
She doesn't have to worry about the money as much. Are dancers treated better in France than they are here, at least in terms of monetary compensation?
I don't know what they're paid. I didn't know what they were paid at the American Ballet Theatre, and I don't know what they're paid in Paris.
Because in the film we do see an awful lot about labor relations and how the dancers receive pensions at what, the age of
40.
40, very young. Well, that's when their bodies...
Well, that's when their bodies give out. I mean, rarely a dancer can continue a career beyond that, but they're required to retire at 40, but for many of them means they've already been dancing for 30, 35 years.
You include performances of 7 ballets, from Rudolf Nureyev's The Nutcracker to Pina Bausch's Orpheus and Eurydice. How did you choose the ones that you included? Was just simply what they were performing at the time?
Right. Well, I deliberately chose to shoot the film in the fall of 2007 because it was a very diverse repertoire.
We're talking about classical to
classical,
cutting edge.
Yeah, right. Classical and modern, because they had classical ballets like Nutcracker and Paquita, but also Wayne McGregor's Janus, Medea, Evangeline Prislocage, Matt Seck's ballet. So that I wanted to show the range of the company and the diversity of the choreography.
And it's interesting to see how the different choreographers work, and some of them speak in English, some of them speak in French.
Right. Well, Wayne McGregor is English, so we spoke in English.
And the dancers probably can speak six or seven languages.
Well, yeah, they certainly understood.
Do you have a different approach when you're filming something like a dance performance as when you're shooting the everyday life of a school, a prison, or a mental institution?
Well, the technique is basically the same. The big problem in shooting the dance was to avoid the mirrors in the rehearsal studios because I'm not one of those filmmakers that likes to include my photograph in the film. But that was the only difference.
Well, you also have to worry about lighting, don't you?
Well, the lighting was generally quite good because the lighting had to be good for the dancers.
How many hours of raw footage did you wind up with?
130.
Wow. And how many is the final film?
The film's a mere 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Well, that's still a reasonably long time.
Yeah, although, it took me 13 months to edit the film.
You're known for filming many hours, often more than 100 hours for a film. Do you always prefer to start out with that much more?
Well, I mean,
what are we talking about, 10 times more?
No, we're talking, it's a...
My math is so bad.
It's a ratio of, it's about 40 to 1. It's totally dependent on the subject matter. Sometimes I've had as little as 70 hours, and occasionally I've had 130, once I had 140. It depends how long the shooting is. It depends what the events are that are being shot, because since nothing is staged, once you start shooting a sequence, you have to go right to the end, because there's only one rule in this kind of filmmaking, and that is if you think you can anticipate what's going to happen next and decide it's going to be boring and turn the camera off, that will be the moment the most interesting thing happens.
My guest is Frederick Wiseman, the great film documentarian. His latest is a film, A Portrait of the Paris Opera Ballet, and I would give the title, but I'm going to ask you to do it because my French is, I mangle it.
Well, it's La Danse.
Okay, I can say La Danse. And it opens at the Film Forum today.
Right.
Has your approach changed much over the years? I mean, you are, all of your films have no narration, no titles, except in this case, English subtitles when people are speaking French. Your approach has always been fly on the wall. Have you ever been tempted to do anything different?
No, well, the approach is basically the same. I like to think in the course of 40 years I've learned something about how to make these movies, but the technique is always the same. Small crew, shoot a lot of film, and figure it out in the editing. I have no idea of what the themes or the structure is going to be until I'm well along in the editing.
And you still always shoot in 16 millimeter? Do you think you'll ever go digital?
La Danse was actually shot in Super 16. I might go digital sometime if I can't raise the money. That's the thing that's the most difficult aspect of these.
But
movies.
Doesn't digital also allow you to have much longer takes?
Yes, it does. You can shoot for an hour. Mm. In film, you have to change every 11 and a half minutes. But, I mean, I don't remember ever missing anything because it takes about 20 seconds to change.
Well, I also read that you did edit this film digitally, but that you're thinking of going back to the old...
Well, yeah, I am. In the film I'm working on now, I'm editing it on a Steinbeck. I had to edit this film digitally because there wasn't enough money to process the negative to make a work print. It was cheaper to to edit it digitally.
Now, you're there so long that people forget that you're there, I'm sure. So what happens when they see the film and something embarrassing happens?
Well, I mean, it's strange. There are sequences in all of my films from the first day of shooting. It's not a question of the people getting accustomed to the idea of being filmed that allows me to make the kind of films that I do. For reasons that I don't really understand, it's never a problem.
Except when people get upset, like they did with Titty Cut Follies.
Well, but that wasn't during the filming. That was afterward. And in the case of La Danse, I showed it to the dancers last April, and they liked it a lot.
Do you have a wish list of institutions or subjects that you want to cover?
Yeah, I always have a running list of maybe four or five subjects that I'd like to do. And
you're not running out of them? You've done hospitals, no. Law enforcement, education, the military, or the welfare system.
No, there's no shortage of subjects. I mean, what I'm really trying to do is have a look at contemporary life through institutions that exist in American society and are common in all societies, although their form they may take a somewhat different form.
Do you ever find yourself thinking that there are films that you should do just to round out your oeuvre?
I don't like the idea of thinking it's a film I should do, because then I wouldn't be enthusiastic about it. I've got to really like the subject, or at least deceive myself into thinking that I like the subject.
I'm assuming you're also approached at times. Would you ever accept a commission?
I would never accept to do a film that I didn't have complete control over the film. And when I make a film, the people who have given me permission to make the film never see it till it's finished.
Why do you mostly focus on large institutions rather than individuals or general subjects?
Well, because I thought when I first got started, this was unexplored territory in film terms, and it still is, relatively speaking, unexplored territory. And I think, as opposed to following one person or a couple of people, there's a chance of getting a wider range of material and seeing a more diverse, many different, more different aspects of human behavior.
And we also learn that there are a lot of mini cultures within our cultures, and they,
right.
They all have their own languages, for example, whether we're talking about the medical profession or the welfare system or the dance world.
Right. Well, I'm in all of the films, I'm very concerned with the language that's used to express the ideas and values of the place.
Well, are they all, are large institutions almost always insular? I mean, you're the outsider, aren't you? So you probably see things that the people who are there every day are totally unaware of.
Well, that I don't know. That would be up to them to say when they've seen the film. I have a hard enough job figuring out what I want to shoot and what I want to include in the final film.
You have a law degree from Yale. Did you ever practice law?
No. I mean, my little joke about law school is that I was physically present. But that was about it.
But do you think that being in law school or even being attracted to that affected the kinds of films you made at the start?
Not at all, because I went to law school in part because I didn't know what else to do, in part because I didn't want to go to Korea. I got a very good education in law school because I read novels for 3 years.
Mm. Well, I'm sure it helped you when you were sued for
an
invasion of privacy for titty cut files.
Well, I understood the issues, not that they were particularly complicated. But the great value of having gone to law school is that it helps me in negotiations, because people think I know more about the law than I do, and therefore it occasionally might intimidate somebody.
You also have done films on two towns, Aspen, Colorado, and Belfast, Maine. Why those of all the towns in America?
Well, I mean, you could pose that question about each of the films. Aspen I did.
No, I understand why you did Paris Ballet.
Aspen I did because I like to ski, and Aspen is a very rich community, and I wanted to see what that looked like. And Belfast, Maine is a more typical American town with a tradition that goes back almost to the beginning of the country.
In making a film like La Danse, do you come to appreciate the sacrifices people have to make?
Oh, absolutely. I have enormous admiration and respect for the dancers. I mean, it requires concentration and discipline every day, and that starts when they're 6 years old, because many of them start that young. And their day starts at 10 o'clock in the morning with a class, and in the afternoon they have rehearsals, and many of them dance in the evening, and that goes on 11 months of the year. And it's curious. I mean, they receive a classical education, not so much in terms of subject matter, but classical in the sense that they have to work hard, and if they don't work hard, they're finished.
Or there, some of the choreographers are very nice, but some are rather hard on the dancers. Some of the teachers are rather hard on the
dancers. Well, I wouldn't say they were ever cruel, but they were tough. Because there are certain things the dancers have to do, but also the tradition and the discipline the dancers have gives them an enormous amount of freedom because they have the feeling that they can do almost anything with their bodies.
Does this give you insight when you go to a dance performance? I know people who dance see something different on the stage than I do, and just as jazz musicians or classical musicians see something different, hear something different than I hear. What about you? Do you think you have to dance?
A little, yes, because I, having spent time with two great ballet companies, I think I've learned something, but I'm by no means an expert.
And what are you working on now?
I'm working in a movie about a boxing gym.
Well, this
is related to dance.
In fact, athletics in general are related to dance.
Right.
Some athletes even take dance lessons to improve their footwork. La Danse, the Paris Opera Ballet. The film opens today at the Film Forum on Westhausen Street. And my great thanks to Frederick Wiseman for being our guest again.
Thank you very much, Leonard.